T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Senate is pushing off dealing with proposed legislation to further limit the use of a cancer-causing chemical used in medical sterilization procedures.
The Senate Executive Committee tabled the ethylene oxide legislation after hearing from both sides on the issue. Senators decided not to act now because of information overload from industry scientists, opponents of the use of ethylene oxide, and from employees of companies that use the chemical who say their jobs would be at risk if the legislation passes. The bill would limit the use of ethylene oxide to less populated communities. Right now, two companies use it in north suburban Lake County. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Department of Children and Family Services says it's prohibiting the use of handcuffs and shackles on children in its care in most cases.
The directive comes after two teenagers being driven separately from a shelter in Chicago to one in Palatine were both handcuffed and placed in leg shackles. They were being driven there by a private contractor, Jim Stewart Transportation. The Tribune reports staff at the Palatine facility were surprised and shocked to see the teenagers had been restrained. DCFS now says neither it nor its contractors shall ever use handcuffs and or shackles for transporting any youth in DCFS care. It says it will allow the use of soft restraints made of fabric if ordered by a judge or a psychiatrist. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A new survey describes Chicago as the most welcoming city in America for immigrants.
The New American Economy's 2019 Cities Index applies scores to 5 policy categories: government leadership, economic empowerment, inclusivity, community, and legal support. The index scored the nation's 100 largest cities for immigrants, and Chicago ranked number 1, followed by Chula Vista, California, Jersey City, and San Francisco. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is proposing raising the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour while allowing a lower level for restaurant workers and others who get tips. The plan is already getting some opposition. The Ogle County Health Department is reporting an outbreak of whooping cough at Oregon High School. The department says 8 confirmed cases are at the school and officials are working with the school to prevent it from spreading further. The ice skating rink that's been a staple in Elgin Civic Center for the past 19 years will not be available this winter. City officials say work is being done on the Civic Center Plaza, preventing the rink from being constructed this year. A woman was critically hurt last night when she got caught under a tire of a Chicago police vehicle as it was pulling away on the south side.
Officer Anthony Spacuza of Chicago Police News Affairs says the woman was having a conversation with officers who were in their police vehicle on 71st Street near Jeffrey Avenue in South Shore. Spacuza says when the conversation ended and the officers pulled away, the woman got caught under one of the passenger side tires of the police vehicle.
The victim was transported to the University of Chicago Hospital for injuries to her right leg and head.
Spacuza says an investigation into the incident continues. On the south side, Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Salvation Army says it's received the first gold coin of the season in the Chicago area. Officials say an anonymous donor dropped the 1-ounce gold eagle coin worth between $1,200 and $1,500 into a red kettle at a Hobby Lobby in Crystal Lake. The donation was made last Friday, the first day the Salvation Army bell ringers were out in force.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.